subject of electronic harassment, which I think I would like to rephrase as electronic terrorism. That also is something that you have researched and you've spoken about in the past, but most people are not familiar with it. What role does electronics play in controlling populations?
Everything. A radio frequency is being weaponized into directed energy weapons to be used on civilians and all living things. And
would you agree that we are basically electrical, or our nature, like our bodies, they function electrically, like our brain signals are electrical signals. So controlling somebody with the electronics by sending some sort of, you know, electronic signal into a brain would be the equivalent of sending a signal into your computer and making it do something that you wanted to do. Would that be a good analogy?
Well, life has evolved on Earth under the conditions of the Earth's magnetic field. So those are waves. Now,
right.
Einstein's formula, E equals mc squared, energy equals mass times a constant squared, which is the speed of light,
right.
Photons. That basically is the energy regime for the whole universe. And what it means is that everything in the universe is either in waveforms, light, radio, whatever, or it's matter. And it's this interplay of those two forms of energy that make life possible. Now, our bodies are simply photons. We're just a pile of photons. And it is wavelengths, it's energy, it's frequencies that control and synchronize our biological system and make life possible. And so the way that messages travel through our body, it's not chemical reactions.
Right.
They're too slow. It's infrared. And that's why they have a whole satellite system. It's called...
SARS.
It's called SARS, but there's another... I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, that... Iridium. It's the
iridium. Yeah. The iridium.
That's right.
That was back in the 90s or something.
The government. Yes. The
right.
government made a fortune, put a fortune into it, developing it. Then they said, oh, we can't use it. They gave it to Bill Gates and Microsoft. Well, guess what it's really for? It's really for attacking people from space with infrared. And infrared is the message flow through our bodies, telling organs when to do what, telling cells when to do what, whatever. So our bodies are completely controlled, managed, everything through frequencies. And all they have to do is do research on the natural frequencies in all parts of the body and then mimic that. And that's what they're doing. And algorithms, which were developed, it's a mathematical language that they use in factories on assembly lines, for instance, to give commands to the machinery on manufacturing, making things, instead of having people do it. And so at Davis in the 60s, when I was a student there, there was a monkey colony hidden out in a peach orchard. And the students who worked there would come back and they'd say the monkeys all have the top of their heads cut off, their wires coming out of their brains, and some of them they'll give commands to, and all they do is climb up and down inside their cage all day long. Now, a very famous Spaniard who came to the United States, joined the U.S. Army, his name is Aquino, he got real involved. I'm sure he was sent by the Jesuits to come and do this in the U.S., but he was very involved in the biology of aggression, of of doing learning how to control animals and then use it to apply it to humans. And he did this very famous demonstration on television. He went into a bull ring and he had a little controller in his hand, and there was a wire that was put into the bull's brain that he could transmit to. And this bull came charging at him with these huge horns, and he just went beep with one button, and the bull stopped and turned around and walked away.
Became a pussycat,
Turned him into a pussycat. Right. Now, they have these microwave systems in the sports stadiums now where they have huge collections of people watching football or whatever, and they can turn these on when the crowd starts rioting. And people just are turned into that bull, and they just slowly walk out of the they just stop rioting, and they slowly walk out and go to their cars and get in and drive away. It's in the sports stadium.
Is this technology in your research? Would you say that this is in the process of being developed, or has it already been
defined? Oh, no. This is way, 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 way in advance. And what we've been doing here in Berkeley for the last few years is observing all of this being, all these pieces being integrated and put together. And the chancellor of the University of California at Davis campus holds 19 patents on these frequencies, antennas, and the integration of all these systems. She is now the chancellor of the University of California at Davis. She said, "I'm Greek." She is the one who had the Occupy movement on the Davis campus. All these students were sitting there completely quiet. No one said a word. They were demonstrating part of the Occupy movement, which it's a color revolution. And she came out at like midnight or 2 in the morning from the administration building where she'd been meeting with other administrators. And she walked silently like this sinister ghost or something through the crowd, and she was looking at the students. She went back in the building without saying a word, and she ordered the police to pepper spray all those students. Now, she has the patents to 19, she holds 19 patents on these technologies that are now being rolled out. And what I'm seeing is that the Lawrence Berkeley Lab has a smart meter research program going on in the civilian sector of Berkeley. And the universities are actively training students, and they have been for decades, to go into workplaces. They're trained in hacking. They're trained in mind control. They're trained in all kinds of disruptive activities that create chaos. They're trained in spying. And of course, they're part of the University of California system the rest of their lives, because everyone is tracked by UC once you work for them or you're a student here. And what we're seeing is that all of a sudden, 2 years ago, smart meters were slapped on people's houses without their permission. It was done covertly. It was a military operation. And it's happening across the United States, but I think it's the most intense in California. And this happened when Janet Napolitano, who was Secretary of Homeland Security, was hired by the University of California without any search for any other person to hire. And she has now been the president of the University of California for almost 2 years. In October, it'll be 2 years. She brought Homeland Security and FEMA with her. They're doing the whole rollout for the United States here first in the San Francisco Bay Area and in California. And what I've seen the students do, first they got the iPhones. these 5G phones.
Right.
And they have flat array antennas in them that the Navy developed. They're very, very powerful, and each iteration of cell phone, they're miniaturized more, but they're also made more powerful. So in the G5 and the G6 now, there are 9 or 10 of these tiny antennas inside that phone, and it's actually an array of antennas that give you a more powerful signal and other more options. And
oh, by the way, sorry just to interrupt here, there's a recent movie called The Kingsman or something, I believe, okay? And the premise of that movie was that this megalomaniac billionaire, he gave away free cell phones.
Yes.
And okay, so what he was going to do was he was going to send out the signal that was going to turn these people into stark raving lunatics, and they were going to go and kill each other, and it would be chaos everywhere. So, you know, these stories that come out of Hollywood, they do have some basis in reality, and they're not just fiction. And so that's exactly, I suppose, somebody somewhere has a button that can be pressed, and suddenly out of 5 million iPhones, of which I happen to have one, is, you know, it'll drive people cuckoo, and we'll have the zombie apocalypse on our hand.
That's exactly what they did in Rwanda. The organized crime...
Okay, hold on one second. Hold that thought for just a minute. I'll be right back. So let's talk about Rwanda.
Yes.
You sent me the link, and I read that story, and it was very, very interesting. Now, in Rwanda, apparently, the story goes that one tribe rose up against the other, and they slaughtered 1 million of each other.
The Hutus and the Tutus.
Tutsis.
And
the Tutsis and the Hutus or whatever.
Yes.
But there was another version of this story that they had these special forces that went around with these electronic sound cannons or whatever, and they drove, the frequencies were targeted towards these people that made one group very aggressive and one group very passive.
Right.
Is that the story you're referring to?
Yes. What actually happened was that Russian mafia decided to loot the wealth of all of the colonials in Rwanda and have all of them murdered. So they used organized crime, Russian mafia, in the Ukraine. And this young man, his mother was a masseuse or something at a spa, and her boyfriend was one of these organized criminals working for an oligarch. And he was sent, this organized criminal procured this young man when he was 13 or 14. He mentored him. He trained him with headsets on and programmed his brain in front of a computer, and he sent him as the head of a team when he was 24 years old down to Rwanda, and he was instructed to loot and kill every single colonial and all of their families in Rwanda.
We're talking about white people here, these are not just black tribal people.
These are white people. The Black War was an antenna event controlled through antennas, and it was to cover up the slaughter of the white people.
Right.
So when this young man arrived with his team, there were antennas all over the place. They'd never been there before. They were there just for this event with the right frequencies and in the right positions and everything. And he described the slaughter, and he said they turned those antennas on, and in 2 days, every white person was dead. There were mothers in their kitchen, white mothers, killing their own babies and children. They were killing their husbands. There were neighbors killing other neighbors. And then, of course, these teams, his wasn't the only team. They were there killing and slaughtering as well. And he said, we stole all the cars, we put them on ships and sent them to Europe. They were resold there. We were told to go to the banks and remove all the documents and all of the securities and the bonds and everything from the safety deposit boxes, as well as all the gold and jewelry, anything of value. They cleaned that country absolutely clean and stole the wealth of that entire generation and murdered all of the white colonials there. And he said, and then I went back to the Ukraine.
And the United Nations stood by while all this was
going on. While it all happened,
They were told to stand down. This was a Canadian general who was commanding there, and he was ordered to stand down.
And I just want to make it clear that Michelle Shostakovsky, who is a big name in alternative media, and he's from Ottawa, his father, Evgeny Shostakovsky, was from Rostov-on-Don, and they're a very, very special family because his father was one of the founders and the biggest movers and shakers behind the formation of the United Nations. Michelle Shostakovsky is not a good guy, and I have been shafted by him everywhere I've been. War Crime Tribunal in Malaysia, I was going to testify on depleted uranium used in Iraq and Palestine, and he absolutely shafted me. He's a very, very dangerous person, and I think people should know that because these people are so clever in the UN. They make you think they're helping you, and what they've just gotten through doing is genociding everyone in your country. They're very, very clever. So anyway, the Rwanda massacres and the looting of and murder of all of the white people is a really good example of these frequencies and how powerful they are and how they will use them in the future. They're going to loot the United States. They're going to loot all those countries in Europe. And there's going to be a theater of tension already between the Muslims and the Christians that will cover these slaughters and the looting of all the wealth of these countries.
And the U.S., they're setting up the race war, the blacks against the whites, or the Hispanics against each other.
Men against women, lesbians against straights, that whole phony homosexual. I'm not opposed to homosexuals at all, but I'm talking about the politicized ones who it's not about sexuality at all. And a lot of them.
The gay agenda is very dangerous.
Very, very dangerous. The University of California is actively sending retired professors who have turned gay just to go to China and recruit Chinese gays, and they're bringing them over here by the boatload. But what, going back to these technologies and how powerful they are, what I've seen now is since Janet Napolitano arrived 2 years ago in Berkeley, all of a sudden these light poles went up with flat array antennas on them. They're very powerful. They're linked up to the smart meters, to the cell phones, to the antennas, the antenna networks. And the students are being trained to use their cell phones to communicate with the light poles. This happened to me. I was attacked by my next door neighbor who's running an Oracle operation next door to attack me with all these frequencies. And I spotted her. I was walking down the sidewalk in Berkeley in an area I never go to. And she was standing there with another male student. And she's talking to him and pointing to me. And she didn't want me to recognize her, so she moved and hid behind a car. So he's standing under the light post, and he's got his cell phone in his hand, and he's watching me. And as I approached, he pushed the buttons on his cell phone, and I started getting blasted from the overhead street light. And every street light I passed for four more blocks until I got to the bench at the bus stop, every street light attacked me, and I was crippled by the time I got to the bench and sat down. It took 8 hours to get that frequency network off of me. It was horrible. And now I've seen the students coming up with their cell phones. These are students who've attacked me in the neighborhood. And they were hooking, they were programming their cell phones to the smart meter on my house and other houses. They just walk up and do it. And they can attack anyone through the cell phones and the smart meters. And they have also put the internet through the sewers here. So they can attack you through the drains and the faucets in your house. And they transmit mood frequencies. They transmit all kinds of mind control frequencies through your own sewer system. And these students now are hooked up to the smart meters on people's houses. They don't even know. They're hooked up to the lights overhead. They're hooked up to central headquarters on the campus. They are set up in apartment buildings where they are trained and groomed to do all of this. And this is just the Occupy movement. It's the color revolution that's coming to every city in America and potentially every city in the world. And it's the young people. They have hijacked our children, our adult children. They're not our children anymore. And they will turn them against their own parents, their own families, and their own co-workers.